Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, brought to you by Breeden RV Center. Breeden RV Center, family-owned and operated, a no-pressure, laid-back atmosphere, and always home of the free maintenance for life.
Y'all better put him in the Heisman. Got the award right here, baby.
This is the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light Seltzer, for those anytime, easy drinking occasion.
Guys, I've been listening to y'all since this show aired.
Just wanted to tell Ty, I appreciate how much you know about the Razorbacks. I mean, you're very knowledgeable for as young as you are.
There are people that have saved up all year and done whatever it took just to get a ticket, just to get a glimpse at the Razorback.
Got my keg in the freezer. We're ready to get this thing rolling and go home, baby.
He's dancing. Smith is there. Accelerates. No! Rebound, Note. That's it. Arkansas is going to the Sweet 16.
I really, really don't know how to fully describe the feelings that I and so many others of you watching this Razorback basketball team advancing to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 1996. It's crazy that it's been that long, this historic of a program. You've had over 90 teams since then advance to the Sweet 16 before you have. But finally, you did it last night. And the atmosphere inside of Hinkle Fieldhouse, where Hoosiers was filmed, where the Butler Bulldogs play their home basketball games, was unbelievable. Every Razorback fan in attendance brought every bit of energy. And we know that Eric Musselman and his team were able to capture that win over the Texas Tech Red Raiders last night. And that's going to be where the majority of our conversation goes this morning. We do need to touch on the scrimmage that happened on Saturday for Arkansas football. Good amount of attendance on that. Baseball, they won their series over Alabama this weekend. And also Tommy, mine, and I think everyone else's brackets on the HitThatLine.com $1 million bracket challenge is shot to you know where. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into that at some point this morning. At least my national champion, though, is still standing for now. For now, Tommy.
Man, they had you had Baylor, right?
Correct.
Yeah, you just didn't have, and I understand, you didn't have the guts to go against Dad, did you?
I didn't know.
Yeah, didn't want to be cut out of the wheel by not picking Baylor.
Yeah.
Anyway, Baylor, they had a kind of a close shave for a while, but I guess pulled it out. And obviously, and listen, this is all about survive and advance. It doesn't matter if you win by half a point. You just got to win somehow. I promise you, it was Oregon and VCU that had the no contest. Oregon was very was just fine with not playing. One that, yeah. Yeah, 2-0 or whatever they write down there. I know it was no contest, but hey, you know, if they could get another one today and move to the Sweet 16, we'll take it, you know.
You know, it's funny you mentioned survive in advance, Tommy. I'm walking out of Hinkle Fieldhouse last night, and Chuck and Z and David are set up on, like, the corner, and to get out of the arena to go to the parking garage, we have to walk by them, and Chuck saw me, and I just looked at him, I go, survive in advance, and he just kind of chuckled a little bit because that's what it was last night. I mean, Arkansas at a point in the game, I thought, was trying to give it away to Texas Tech. At a certain point, they were like, man, they might win this game by 15 or so points. And at the end, just turnovers, had some missed shots. And, man, Texas Tech couldn't have asked for much of a better look, Tommy, at the end, but they weren't able to convert. And what was awesome about this team was Mus and so many of the players have touched on it, is they've been able to win games in the 80s or 90s, and then they can win a game last night more at Texas Tech style play and still get it done. That's what's refreshing about this basketball team.
This was not a game built for the Razorbacks to win, a game, you know, in the 60s, obviously. And that's the point you're driving at. You know, Arkansas needed a faster pace, more possessions, you know, it just really wasn't the kind of game. If you look at points off turnovers, that's one thing that stood out to me. I mean, I didn't realize how low those numbers were until you looked at the box score after the game. Texas Tech had 5 points off turnovers. Arkansas had 4. That's not fitting to the Arkansas style when you look at it. I mean, I was just looking at the previous game and off turnovers. Arkansas had 34 points against Colgate off turnovers. So each team took care of the ball, had 9 turnovers and below the average. I think Arkansas was averaging 13. So it's a different kind of game, but Arkansas has kind of been a chameleon in some ways. They've been able to adjust. Last night, I made a comment on a text string I was in before the game started, and the news was coming out that Jalen Williams was going to start. I said, I bet Vanover doesn't play a single minute in this one. And guess what?
He didn't.
He didn't. You know, so this was, you were able to adjust your identity, adjust your brand to fit the game and to fit the opponent, the matchup, and you just outworked them to the end. I mean, and survived and advanced. That's they're all tough games at this point. So
you brought up Jalen Williams, and if you want to hear Eric Musselman's press conference, go to hitthatline.com or our YouTube channel at hitthatline. He said he talked to Jalen about starting. It's like you're starting at center tonight, and think about last night. You had three true freshmen that started.
Mm-hmm.
Three. Moses Moody, Devo Davis, and Jalen Williams. It all came up big. You look at what they did individually. Moses, as he often does, hit some big-time shots. Devo Davis, the energy guy, the one that locked down Mac McClung in the final possession, had a great dunk, which resulted in a technical. We'll get to some of that coming up. And then Jalen Williams not only led the team in rebounds, Tommy, he led the team in assists last night, was finding Justin Smith all over the place. Justin Smith lamented after the game. He was like, he makes my job easier. And he really likes the chemistry between Justin Smith and Jalen Williams is evident. And what another great performance from Justin last night. He mentioned on the television broadcast that coming to Arkansas is probably the best decision. It was either the best or one of the best decisions that he's ever made. And I think every Arkansas fan listening to this program right now is so joyous that he elected to come to the University of Arkansas.
Yeah, 47 points in two ball games, and let's see, what was that, 18 rebounds as well combined for the weekend for Justin Smith. 27 officially, may have seen 29. They made a statistical adjustment after the Colgate game, so it's 27 officially and then 20 last night. So, but you don't win without Jalen Williams. And he only had 1 point in the game, was 0 for 4 from the floor, made a single free throw, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But the 10 rebounds, and you mentioned the 4 assists, some of those no-look passes, he knew exactly where Justin was cutting through the lane, those bounce passes that have to have precision and timing to make that play work were just incredible. And you don't win that ball game if Jalen Williams isn't back and healthy. And, you know, that he was, to me, one of the stars of the game last night, even though it doesn't show up in the points scored.
No, Tommy, you're more spot on than you've been in a while. Because I mean,
oh, thanks.
I think
what does that mean? Everything else is garbage. What does that mean?
Now you're pretty spot on Friday.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm still waking up this morning. I couldn't sleep last night. I was so.
I stayed up here, watched at Oak State. I'm a little dragging behind too.
I'm curious for both of you, and I know me and Ty talked about this morning. And I texted you last night, Tommy. We're getting our details hashed out for halftime later today. I'm curious how many Arkansas fans welled up a little bit last night.
That's Phil texted me that last night. He said, be honest, did you tear up a little bit? So we're in the media section. It's me, Curtis Wilkerson, Hog Sports, John, Jason Carroll, and Troy, I think Troy's last name's Mitchell. And I'm trying not to lose my mind in the student section. I was very calm, very collected, because every other Arkansas fan in that arena was just going ballistic last night, and deservedly so. Musk got up on the scores table. I don't know if I've ever been to an Arkansas sporting event as crazy as that was last night for as little as fans that were able to attend.
Yeah, it was. You could see the emotion and feel it coming through the TV. All right, we're going to have a lot of your calls and takes coming up. Texts are already coming in this morning. 877-377-6963. Open lines. We've got two open lines right now. You can call and get into the program in the next segment as well.
I want to tell you about the new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzers. They come in spicy pineapple, cucumber lime, and peach pear. They're light and refreshing and are made with zero sugar. The new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzers.
Boy, Houdini's in the house. We're number 3. And nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs! Holy Hog!
We are live from Indianapolis, Indiana, at the home of the NCAA tournament, the Sweet 16, and the Final Four, thanks to Forsgren, Inc., and Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. We'll get to your calls and texts coming up here on the Morning Rush, Tommy.
So your bracket stinks. my bracket stinks. I had Illinois and Ohio State in, so I'm toast. And
I lost two Final Four teams this week, so I'm right there.
Where are you at? You got Baylor still alive, which is big for you, buddy. But who else? Did you lose any other Final Four teams this weekend?
I lost Illinois thanks to Porter Mosier, the Big Country Junior, and Krugwig, and they just outworked Brad Underwood in every phase of that game.
I got Baylor and Iowa still alive for mine.
So if your bracket is busted like ours, no worries. You can still go to hitthatline.com and fill out the brand new Sweet 16 bracket, which will be out after today's game.
Right.
So start doing that late tonight, tomorrow. If you haven't signed up yet for our bracket challenge, our $1 million bracket challenge, which, by the way, no one's winning the million. There are no perfect brackets in ours. You can still sign up and win great prizes for the best Sweet 16 bracket. We'll have a Final Four weekend bracket. Plus, there's great prizes for the best round in each round. In fact, we already had one winner for round one, which was Caleb. Let me get Caleb's last name here. Caleb Kovach of Fayetteville.
There you go, Caleb.
52 of the 64 possible points in the first round.
Wow.
So, get to hitthatline.com, click on Bracket Challenge. Stay engaged with it. Stay plugged in. Be in the starting lineup for this Bracket Challenge from Farm Credit and from Buffalo Wild Wings.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Got a bunch of calls, got a bunch of texts that are lining up our screen this morning. We'll go out to Hot Springs first and welcome in Ryan. This guy was Twitter DMing me last night, excited about this win. Ryan, your thoughts on their performance against the Texas Tech Red Raiders?
I'm pretty stoked about it. I'm just like elated as a Hog fan, you know, as a whole, because the whole weekend, this might be the best sports weekend we've had in a really long time, and that may be a tough one to beat for a long time. Winning a series against Alabama, going to the Sweet 16, and watching Texas get bounced from the tournament too—it's pretty little bonus there.
Tommy, give something.
And the way they lost.
Do you have something queued up for that Texas loss?
I was going to save this. Where do we put it? Yeah, I might have just a little something. You know. This going way back before my time, you know. But.
Song ain't lying, man.
Little George Hamilton for you here.
Do y'all think the baseball team will get to keep the number one positioning after winning the series?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to sweep. I mean, you beat a ranked team 2 out of 3. I mean, Alabama was number 22 in the country.
The problem's going to be
earlier week.
I don't know. I don't know how much stock gets put into Tuesday games. You may not be a unanimous number one, but honestly, this is not the time. And Arkansas is not. Here's the takeaway, because Friday night revealed this, Tuesday in addition to that. Arkansas's not playing their best baseball, and that's just fine with me. They're capable of pitching better. They're capable of facing, being better at the plate. I mean, there's a lot of things, and we haven't really drilled into this baseball team. But March is no time to be playing your best baseball, and they're number one in the country, and I don't think they're playing anywhere near what they're capable of playing right now.
Well, I hope y'all have a good day, and I will talk to y'all probably tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Ryan.
Sounds good, Ron. Appreciate the call. Next call will go to Ron on I-40. Ron, this is the best you felt in 25 years, man. Why's that?
Oh, man, it's been 25 years. I remember 94 real well, and this is setting up a lot like that, except we don't have Duke to mess with. Now, there is that pesky nun, you know. Yeah. So,
hey, it'd be nice to Sister Jean.
And what time did Kentucky play? Oh, wait.
Are you talking about the NIT Kentucky?
Oh, wait. They didn't
play the NIT either.
They didn't play there either.
Oh.
Yeah, never mind. So,
no hey, Duke. We put Colgate back in the tube, didn't we?
Yeah. My wife legitimately sat down and asked that question this weekend where we had the games on. She goes, "So how did Duke do in North Carolina?" And she has a heart attack.
Yeah,
she didn't know. I said, "Well, that's a great question," and she didn't ask about Kentucky, but said, "Well, North Carolina got beat in the first round, and Duke didn't make the tournament. They didn't make the tournament, you know." To the casual fan, it's a weird experience, and I said, yeah, and I had to throw it in there, yeah, and Kentucky didn't either, so.
Now we got to go get oral. All of a sudden, I don't know how that's going to work out.
All
come
right.
on,
well, no, Rod, and day. That's yeah, that's.
it's 6:20 in the morning.
gosh.
Oh, how many of those,
than that, Rod?
How many of those jokes are going to be made?
That's
prior
the
to,
last one. I can tell you that.
Oh,
man.
I expected that from Ty, not from Rod, you know.
Well, I did have that.
Ty's not sharp. He's still sleepy this morning.
I did have the rundown. It's not like, guys, here's the deal, because a lot of you, I'm sure at some point this morning you're going to insinuate that I went out and got plastered last night, but I went back and I watched the Oregon State-Oklahoma State game, and I've been working, but I just couldn't sleep last night.
I'm not going to insinuate.
Man.
I mean, it happened.
Yeah, Sunday night's my worst night. I mean, doing this job, you sleep in too late on the weekends. You can't go to sleep. You're all messed up. But last night, I was like you. I stayed out and there was a lot of logistical plans and sales plans and a lot of work I was trying to get ahead on before that I had to get done before this morning, and sit there watching those games. And then I went in about mid-second half of that Oregon State-Oklahoma, and I was like, yeah, I just couldn't go to sleep. I wanted to see how that Oklahoma State game ended up. So
I didn't get Cade Cunningham the ball late, which made no sense to me. You got to get the number, probably the eventual overall number one draft pick to ball, but it didn't make a lick of sense. All right, last phone call real quick. Brittany, you got about 30 seconds to a minute.
Whoopee, boy. Yes, sir. We 316. I don't know. I did tear up last night. My wife was looking at me crazy. She just don't understand, you know, what's really going on. I had to hold him back. I could have let him go, but I'm going to save it for, you know, maybe the Elite Eight or Final Four. But I'm ecstatic. The thing special to me about this whole thing is three of the five starters are from the great state of Arkansas.
You
can
see
the pride in them. Devo is amazing. The defense is amazing. The kid's going to go a long way. So just shout out to that. And I'm ecstatic and just really proud.
Brian, we appreciate it. We'll talk about the Arkansas connections coming up. We are brought to you this morning by Razorback Camper Sales. Spring camping season is here. Not only do they have a huge selection of travel trails, fifth wheels, and pop-ups, they also offer full prep and setup at no extra cost. You'll have access to the best parts and best service department in the state of Arkansas, the oldest family-owned RV dealer in Arkansas. They've been doing it for over 50 years. Check them out online, RazorbackCamperSales.com, or come see them in Hot Springs. To Bryn's point, I think a lot of Arkansas fans, whether you want to admit it or not, had some tears, had some emotion in your eyes last night.
Try the new Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. The taste of sweet lemonade meets the refreshment of a hard seltzer. Original black cherry, strawberry, and peach lemonade. The new Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade.
They just threw him out of the game. They just threw him out of the game. He's gotten his second technical, and he's been thrown out of the ball game.
It's 30 minutes into a Monday edition of the Morning Rush. I don't even think we've spent more than 30 seconds on baseball and football based on how the NCAA tournament game.
I know we got the quick hitting headlines coming up, and we'll talk about both. Tom Murphy obviously was there covering the scrimmage. He'll be with us in the next hour, and we'll get with Tom's on his thoughts. He wrote a lengthy piece detailing the scrimmage. So a lot of that coming up, and Clay was there. He'll be with us tomorrow. So we'll have more coming up on the scrimmage. Nobody at the coffee shop this morning is talking about the football scrimmage, or honestly, even the baseball series. I mean, people kind of raised their eyebrows Friday night when it was 10-0 in the second inning and what ended up 16-1. But the conversation's all about the number 16. It ain't from Friday night.
Nope.
it's from last night, man. It's about doing something that hadn't been done since any of my children were alive. And I got one that's 24. She was born later in the year in 1996.
It's insane to think about. It's been that long.
Yeah. I mean, basically in either one of your memorable lifetimes.
I don't remember. I was 1 year old. Yeah. I guess, two technically, so.
Yeah. I mean, in your working memory, you don't remember anything like this in basketball. Y'all haven't really seen what it's like.
I don't even know how I'm supposed to
be the guy
right
that's
now.
Saying you don't know, but you guys don't know. I mean, what Barnhill was like, and then what Bud Walton was like in from 94 to, you know, late 90s was just and I hope we're headed back there.
That's what eats really me hope. Up because,
and this year could have been a great taste of that.
Right.
You've seen glimpses, you've seen games, but imagine when it's that way, game in, game out, sold out, no chance to get a ticket really on the sidewalk most nights. Now, these are different days and times because now every game's on TV. A lot of what made tickets difficult to get, 30 years ago,
right,
was the fact that, well, not every game's on TV. That's what made Barnhill Barnhill. You couldn't get in to see Bethune-Cookman play up there because the game wasn't on TV very often.
Like, I guarantee you the game this Saturday at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, if there was no restrictions, it would look like Bud Walton Arena North up there.
And the regular season games at Bud Walton this year, particularly in that last half of conference play, would have been much like that. Hey, it's a hot take money. That's my hot take here, I guess, so to speak. Brought to you by Wills RV. RV show pricing already underway at Wills RV, so skip the lines and skip the crowds and just head to Wills RV for the industry's best brands like Grand Design, Forest River, Vibe, Alliance, KZ, Sportsman. They have all of them right now at the best prices. You'll find them at Wills RV, 5 miles west of exit 72 off I-49 in Springdale. Also ask about their lifetime warranty. It comes with every new unit they sell. Wills RV. Seek, explore, and discover with Wills RV.
Pilot Mike from Tulsa texting. He says, "Woo pick Suey. Eric Musselman has a big chip on his shoulder, and it showed with the players on the court. You got to bring the sledgehammer to smash those glass slippers this weekend." Remember, Arkansas played Oral Roberts earlier this year. They got the dub. This is going to be a matchup, and Oral Roberts coming off two big-time wins for that program. And credit Eric Musselman, Anthony Ruta, and his staff for scheduling some high-profile conference. Let's go through this list again. Abilene Christian beat Texas. Oral Roberts is your next opponent. They played North Texas.
Correct.
And who's the other one that I'm missing?
Well, Oak State was in the round of 32, but you're talking about teams that made the Sweet 16?
Yes. Not just Sweet 16, but just the it was Oklahoma State, but I think there was maybe...
Well, I mean, there was a lot of conversation about teams that did advance past their first game. Oak State would have been one of those.
Yeah.
Obviously, Alabama would have been another. Florida would have been one.
Some good opponents you placed last night. Now you got a chance to go to the Elite Eight if you can beat Oral Roberts again. You heard Jenkins, you heard me, you heard Tommy mention earlier. 6:25 Saturday night. It's going to be played in Bankers Life Fieldhouse, which is good, Tommy, because Hinkle Fieldhouse, if I remember correctly, was only allowing 1,200 seats.
Wow.
And because of the small venue, the small arena. Now, it was loud regardless of that. I know Bankers Life is much bigger. I got to look up the arena real quick, but it...
17 or 19,000, something like that.
Which is a lot more than 12.
Yeah.
1,200. Yeah. So that's... I'm going to be curious. I mean, I've got a bunch of Arkansas fans that have texted me that said they're going to make the trip this weekend, and I'm curious to see how many fans end up there, Tommy.
Bankers Life's where they played their first game on Friday, right?
Correct.
But I'm going to tell you, the few crowd shots, or whatever you want to call it, when they pan the arena on TV. Now, you were in there. Mm-hmm. We haven't had this discussion yet on air because we hadn't done a show since then. I mean, they kept showing Hunter Yurecek and Daniel Musselman. And I mean, but when they showed wide angles, on Friday it looked like there were zero people there.
No.
I mean, it looked, and I don't know if that was a misrepresentation from TV.
It wasn't, no.
Or there was just nobody in there.
So I saw Scott Verity at the Razorback Foundation. We were talking about this, and I don't know if the NCAA is trying to create a 25-yard bubble between the players and the fans and the coaches, but so, like in Bankers Life and then in Hinkle Fieldhouse, the sections closest to the benches and the floor and the teams, there was either no one there or there was one or two or three people. It was insane. Like the sections closest, they just didn't sit anyone. Like even the big dog boosters were in the second level, not the nosebleeds, but the second level. Now it was good seats, and I'm hopefully working on to get some tickets for this upcoming weekend. But it was just weird because it didn't make a lot of sense to me because I felt like you could spread people out more. I hope that there's as many Arkansas fans. I know there's a lot of people listening right now that want to try and go to the game to see the Arkansas Razorbacks take on Oral Roberts. It was just very odd how the NCAA divvied out the seating assignments this weekend, just in Hinkle, but in Bankers Life Fieldhouse as well.
You got a lot of people to please in that equation because you got all the corporate partners you promised tickets to that have given you money to sponsor and a Ranger event. Everybody's willing and understanding this year with reduced ticket amounts, but then you got the schools, and then, you know, so, but it just tells you how little the ticket revenue fits into the real equation. It's all about TV and making sure this event survives and stays on TV. And so far, there's only been one of, let's say there's 32 and then 16 more games. So what, 48 games in this first 4 days. So far to this point, knock on wood, only one game has not survived due to COVID reasons. So they've got to be very pleased with that.
Yep. Let's go to the phone lines. You can call or text in this morning at 877-377-6963. I know that we've already taken a couple calls and a couple texts that are just pure elation, pure excitement. And I guarantee you Danny in Russellville is feeling the exact same way. Danny, what's up, man?
Oh, good morning, guys. It was just great. The fact that we beat Texas Tech, we got by Texas Tech because they make you play ugly. I hate playing teams like that. They scare me. We got by Texas Tech. We should have won by double digits, but we let it slip away. But I'm just so happy that we've got Oral Roberts because we're familiar with them, and they got those great guards. But we got good defensive guards that are 6'6", and we might be able to give them some problems. As long as we play gritty like we have been, Devo Davis, you know, he's a pest out there. And Matt McClung, he made him work for every point he got. That was just great.
Yeah.
And the baseball team, oh, my gosh. Friday night, I thought, this score can't be right. They came back and gave up two runs the next two games. All right. So we were back on schedule. Now, Vanderbilt, they have two number one, what I would consider number one starters in the big leagues, and they're going to be a problem. Those two starters, Rocker and Leiter, those guys are really good.
Yeah, you don't play Vanderbilt, right? I remember. I think I'm right.
Oh, we don't play Vanderbilt.
I don't believe we play Vanderbilt until potentially the SEC tournament. So,
well, okay, that's good. But anyway, the Razorbacks.
Double check that.
You know, it makes me think about beating UCLA in 79 where Sidney Moncrief dunked and hit his head on the floor and we thought, oh, no. And, of course, he did play 2 days later against the great Larry Bird. And we should have won that game. But it's just those were the glory days, and now we're starting some more glory days. But 94 we had national championship. It's time for Razorback Nation. I still don't think people take us seriously.
Well, Danny, appreciate the call, buddy. I think that we'll get to what that idiot Todd Furman said coming up. And I thought your point was about as valid as it gets, what you said, that like the egregious.
We're just uninformed. Danny, to finish your, we do not play Vanderbilt in the regular season. Might meet him in the SEC tournament. Might see him in a super regional. Don't have him on the regular season schedule. So don't worry about Vanderbilt.
Yep. But at the end of the day, Tommy, you brought this up. Alabama's number 22 in the country. You got a series win. That's what it comes down to.
You got a series win against a ranked team. I mean, and that seems like an off weekend or whatever when you're playing the number 22 team in the SEC. You got Memphis on Tuesday and Wednesday. Then you go to Mississippi State, which, you know, that's not going to be easy down in Starkville, Duty Noble and all that. So 6:30 Friday, 2 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. So that's no easy feat either there.
Yeah.
So, going to be a challenge. But, hey, you know what they call that? Another weekend in the SEC West. You know, that's just all it is.
Couple notes on Devo Davis, as Danny and Russellville brought up. J.R. Marshall, we'll get to your call in just one sec. At one point, he's committed to Oklahoma State, chose Arkansas, said last night that he made the right decision to come to Arkansas. Justin Smith said on the television broadcast it was either one of or the best decision that he ever made. And if you look at the final possession, Mac McClung is the guy that Texas Tech tries to go to in those situations. Devo face guarded him the entire possession. The entire possession, Devo locked him up. And Mac McClung, I don't know if it's still there this morning, Tommy, But if you go to his Wikipedia profile, it says Mack McClellan born blah blah blah, son of Devo Davis. It was 12:30 last night, and I cried laughing. But Devo Davis, and not just him, but the rest of the Arkansas team, locked up defensively. It was just a special, special win for this Razorback basketball program last night.
This was obviously a defensive game. This would be the equivalent of a 17-14 football game.
Yeah.
It wasn't super ultra-low scoring. You know, it wasn't 5-3 with a safety involved. But this was 17-14 in football. Mm-hmm. That's what we saw in this ball game. And Arkansas found a way to win in the mud, so to speak. I mean, because we know Arkansas wants to play in the high 70s into the 80s, and if you got to go beyond that, that's fine too. But you just couldn't get the pace set and didn't get to the free throw line a lot in this game last night. What was it, 17 free throw attempts for Arkansas? Yeah, 12 of 17. Texas Tech had 18 attempts. This was just a game where there was a lot of dribble drive, a lot of offensive initiated contact in the game, and hey, this was a tough game. I mean, you had to drive in there and be brave. You had to be a man to go in there last night because you were going to face some stiff, straight up good defense.
Yeah, it was a war last night, Tommy, and Jalen, Uncle Jalen was getting a little frustrated.
I thought there was a couple times maybe that was pushing the envelope, or pushing the edge, but glad nothing came of that. All right, we had some warm weather. I mean, it was a beautiful weekend, Ty, in Arkansas, Saturday in particular, 70 degrees, no breeze. I mean, it couldn't have really, weather-wise, been any better than it was this weekend. Spring weather, though, brings weeds in your yard, means your yard's going to need that maintenance, that things are starting to green up. Who do you call? You need to call the Grounds guys. They serve Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley area. They're the do-it-all company. Mowing, landscaping, they'll come out first and clean up the yard, get all the sticks and leaves and everything left over from winter that's there, and then start the weed and feed continued maintenance program. In fact, if you call right now and tell them you heard about it here on the Morning Rush, get 50% off your first step, six-step weed and feed application. That's half off the first six-step weed and feed application with the Grounds guys. 479-303-GUYS. That's 303-GUYS, or log on to groundsguys.com.
So we'll get to this Todd Furman audio coming up, but I do want to mention for all the Ridgeback fans listening, I got a gazillion texts last night. Hey, when are we playing? Do you have tickets? Do you have tickets? Tommy, they're going to play 6:25 Bankers Life Fieldhouse this Saturday night. That is when the Arkansas Razorbacks will take on Oral Roberts. Is it the Golden Eagles?
Yes.
Golden Eagles? Okay, so that's when that game will be played this Saturday night.
And no, we don't have any tickets.
So. No, we don't have any tickets. And thanks to Forsgren Incorporated and Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, I will be back here next week. I'm going to make the 10-hour trip.
SmackDown said we ought to flip a coin to see which one of you two get to go next week.
He didn't get to go this week.
He's got to go to the SEC tournament.
He's about fairness and equality, so in making sure everybody has an equitable chance.
In the past 2 weeks, he's been at this office for about five times.
Right.
And spoiler alert, the lights are still on here.
Right. I hate to keep burdening you with all this travel, Ty, so maybe maybe I'll put some of the workload on the big fella here for next week.
Man,
give you a weekend off.
I think it would take
water the horses.
It would take the entire U.S. military to prevent me from being in Indianapolis next week.
Why can't I go?
I don't know, man. I mean, if you want to go, you can go. I just know I'll be here next week. But as Tommy always said, somebody has to run the board.
Somebody has to run the board. And guess what? It's not going to be me.
Well, guess who that leaves out of this equation?
It might be Monday through Friday from 6 to 9, but it ain't going to be on Saturday afternoon.
It's not going to be me either. All right, next phone call. Got to Harrison, Arkansas. Welcome in our guy, J.R. J.R., you're on the Morning Rush, man. How about that entrance to the Sweet 16?
How about them Hogs?
Man, I am so excited. I've never even called in before. I'm just so excited. I had to. I just wanted to
give
a little perspective for, you know, maybe Utah and some of the other younger folks. I say younger. Okay. I'm 38 years old. The last time we played in the Sweet 16, my parents Now, this was a Sweet 16 game. I remember it clearly. My parents let me stay up late on a school night. I watched it on our 12-inch Emerson TV with the antenna pointed towards Little Rock. And, you know, we lost to UMass. Well, 25 years later, you know, I'm not having to ask my parents' permission. I'm watching it with my 10-year-old son. And we're going crazy, you know, when the Hogs win, running, jumping, yelling. So, you know, I go from having to ask my folks' permission to stay up and watch the Sweet 16 to nearly being 40. So that's a little too much time in between, but I'm still just elated. Could not be any happier. I'm so proud of this team. And, you know, they made the state proud. And that guy from CBS, that dude's a fool. So that's what I got for you today.
I appreciate it, JR. We appreciate your call. Now, you said something there important, the age. And, Tommy, you're right. You brought this up earlier. Jenkins and I don't have the knowledge of actually – and I've said this before. This is why I think I'm a little I should have been born earlier, because I have an appreciation for certain – old Razorback games, players, old NBA, 80s and 90s. And as much as I can read about it, as much as you can talk about it, as many highlights and games that you can actually watch, unless you were there on Dixon Street or there in Charlotte, North Carolina, or there in Denver, pick a side.
Or just in your living room with your dad was. I mean, it's not your fault when you were born, you know. I'm just saying.
You're right. It's my dad's fault.
You know, you should be held accountable for how old you are. It's just the way it is. It doesn't mean you can't know about it. And the point is, we've walked through a quarter century here of basketball that has been lackluster, and y'all are finally experiencing a little bit of what I grew up on. Mm-hmm. I was just fortunate to be born at a time and have a working knowledge and memory of the golden era, the golden age of Razorback basketball. I'm much like you guys. I don't remember the original triplets. I don't remember the Eddie Sutton days at all. My first working memories of Razorback basketball are Nolan Richardson. Mm-hmm. In the late 80s, when I was about 10 or 11 years old, same age as my son, who's now become a very interested and sits down and will watch the majority of games and ask good questions. So I get it. I mean, I wish I remembered that Final Four trip in the late 70s, but I'm much in the same shoes you guys are on that with the trips in the 90s. So
we're loaded up on calls this morning. 877-377-6963 is the number to call or text in. We'll go out to Van Buren, the Pointers, home of the Pointers next. We welcome in RJ. What's up, RJ? Yeah,
oh man, I'm just like JR, man. I'm just on cloud nine. Man, been watching for a long time. Been listening to you guys for a long time. This is my first time calling in. Man, I couldn't sleep last night. Woke up this morning just ready to tune in and listen to you guys.
Man, I can hear the smile on your face, RJ.
Oh man. Oh my gosh! Especially to wake up and a buddy sent me the tweet from Furman or whatever, you know,
that moron
and his statement. Oh man! And for Musk to just shut him up like he did. Oh man! I'm so proud of these. No joke. I'm so proud of these boys, man. I mean, golly, they could fall out right now, and I'd still be on cloud nine for what they've done this year.
They've met everyone's expectations at this point, JR.
Oh, RJ, blown them out the window. Yeah. Blown them out the window. Yeah. Just so glad for these boys, man. And then to watch them in the locker room last night, just, man, just what Musk has done in the 2 years he's been here so far, man. I'm so proud of them, what they've done for him and what he's done for this program. So that's all I wanted to say, man. I was just so excited, and I'll hop off here and let you guys continue your show.
Hey, thank you for listening, and thank you for calling for the first time today.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you, RJ. We've had two of those already, Tyler.
Two of those already. Right. It's not
this
even
is what it takes. I mean, I'm telling you, we're not even to 7 a.m., and we've taken, I don't know, just a handful of calls. We've been blabbing on here, but so much to be excited. We're like RJ too. We got smiles on our face and we're excited too. But you know, two guys, hey, I listen every morning, never called in before. these are the type of moments that, you know, make you want to pick up and dial. And hey, we want more of you out there. So I think everybody this morning is starting to, you know, has the same feelings and emotions that RJ has right there.
You know, it's also getting closer and closer. We're two games away from getting my head shaved.
And the whole radio audience just rejoiced.
And now the smile became even larger somehow.
Me and Jenkins and Arns cannot wait.
I mean, we cannot wait.
I received several texts about that last night. Yep. It's just the same statement. Yep. Two games closer to getting the head shaved.
Yeah. And cannot wait. I mean, somehow we got to turn this into an effort or a labor of love for somebody, either charity or one of these organizations that make.
Of course.
But we're going to, you know, we'll do what you want out of this. We'll make sure you get all the social media cred, because that's really what it's about, right? In the end, we got to make sure you get the social media pub.
I mean, I got it last night. So I'm this weekend,
poor,
so I'm not worried about it.
You poor little famous person.
Well, hey, think of all the money you're going to save on conditioner coming up.
We're
brought to you by World of Wireless. If you aren't happy with your TV experience from the weekend, you can call WOW now at 877-305-DISH. They can get you installed before the Sweet 16 begins. Whole home DVR, HD in every room, and more importantly, probably save you close to half on what you're paying your satellite or cable company right now. If you're paying $130, $140, $150 a month to DirecTV or to Cox Cable or somebody, call WOW. They can get you three TVs in your house for less than $80 a month. 877-305-DISH for World of Wireless.
All right, hour number two's all the way. Hey, a lot of you have been wondering, hey, what's this Todd Furman thing? It's called Radio Tease. We'll tell you next.
Hey, it's Ty Richardson. I'm so excited to be rejoining Halftime this Monday, March 22nd, from 11 to 1, live at JJ's Grill on Dixon. We'll talk Arkansas basketball, Arkansas baseball, Arkansas football, and the second round of the NCAA tournament will be going on. Phil Elson, Matt Travis, SmackDown, and me, Ty Richardson. Take the Monday off. You're going to be recovering from this weekend anyway. Do your mouth a favor and come see us live at JJ's Grill on Dixon from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
You're listening to the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast.
A bright red Razorback caravan is headed to Nebraska, and this time, we're coming for the whole damn thing.
I got 3 hours of sleep last night, maybe. I just couldn't sleep.
Are you partying with the Razorback fans down on, I don't know, the streets in Indianapolis? But
nope. I was sober as a gopher yesterday. I needed to watch games and work, and I was just tired, man. I couldn't do it. But again, thank you to Forest Green Inc. and Arkansas Scholarship Lottery for helping our coverage this weekend down here in Indianapolis. And we're going to be back here next weekend. Really excited about that. This weekend, because it is Monday today, since we are doing the show. Tommy got a lot to talk about. It's a hot take Monday.
I'm telling you, it's a good day to be hot take. Get ready, because he's on the phone right now, boys. We are getting ready to head.
Are you ready for him?
Not yet. I'm just giving it, you know, this is the call a lot of us have been waiting on. But we're getting ready to blow the whistle. Eddie in Clarksville, stand by. We'll go there coming up. RV show pricing has arrived right now at Wheels RV. You can roll on down the tracks with your brand new RV, Grand Design, Forest River, the solar powered Vibe, the all new Alliance fifth wheel. They got them all, and they have a lifetime warranty and RV show pricing right now. What are you waiting on? It's all at Wheels RV, 5 miles west of exit 72, I-49 in Springdale. Get out there and see them. Seek, explore, and discover with Wheels RV.
Eddie, how about that win last night, man?
What a win in this basketball program, gentlemen. When you talk about moments in time, last night I'm like you. I couldn't sleep. You know, I went back, tears of joy began to roll down my face. You know, I was a young man in the 70s when Coach Sutton started building the national pyre at the U of A, and certainly I've been blessed. I witnessed the 1978, 1979 teams with Sidney, the you talk about Marvin and you talk about Ronnie Brewer. I mean, our basketball program, no, we didn't win a national championship. But I'll tell you one thing we did. We were on the map, and you knew when you played us, you're liable to get beat. And then along comes Coach Richardson, as I watched him last night when they interviewed Coach Richardson. And from 1989 to 1995, certainly I was blessed. I've seen them beat the best. I've seen them beat Duke, Arizona, all of them. Pie Slamma Gamma, 5-5. And now comes Coach Buss. I mean, what a job. You talk about a defensive team. What about these young freshmen? What a job Mr. Davis did on McClung last. What, he had 9 points? What a defensive performance by Mr. Davis. Young freshmen, what about all of them young freshmen? Moses Moody stepping up big time in the second half and carrying this team. Look at Justin Smith. I mean, hit the boards. Look at you talk about Jalen Williams. And now knocking at the door. Are you listening, fan base? Are you getting that hope to light this morning? Because a final way is knocking at the door. And I hope this fan base realizes the important line. As I seen the headlines last night, a lot of this fan base never seen, never even tasted success. Well, the whistle's blowing, and I'm starting to smell a final 4 runs in this basketball program. Thank you for taking my call. Go home. Let's take care of Oral Roberts and get to the final four.
Eddie, thanks for the call, man. I know when you texted me yesterday, you were mightily excited, and I figured this call was going to come at some point this morning.
This show would not have been complete.
No.
If Eddie had not called in the day after the Hogs get to the Final Four for the first time since 1996.
That was more of a Southern preacher, Eddie. Man, I've been blessed. That was awesome. I like that.
Mm. Oh, man.
If you don't like Eddie's call today, I can't help you. Too bad.
Yeah,
to heck with you.
All right, next, Aaron and Van Buren, can you top Eddie's call, man, this morning?
Aaron, man.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you great, bud.
Let it rip.
Man, it's only fitting that I follow Eddie, man. This is my first call, long-time texter, and I'll tell you, I'm excited. Everybody's excited. I remember I went to my dad's house yesterday, and I dug up the VHS tape of the national championship. And I've never seen anything like this. I've never been, you know, I'm 25. So it's kind of crazy to actually see this run and the fan base get behind it.
Yeah, the closest, you know, the three of you, you know, you, Aaron, and SmackDown, and Ty, the closest y'all have experienced was the baseball run in 18. I mean, that's, and it's just not the same as football or basketball. You could point a little bit to 10 and 11 in football, but you never really thought you were a threat for the national championship then. You're a real threat here. You're one of the last 16 teams standing.
Yeah, I'm a little scared about Baylor, but honestly, I think the way Coach Musk skins, I think we'll be all right if we can get past Will Roberts. And I will say this, my closest to seeing the fan base riled up was 2006. And then with football. Yeah,
that's a good one.
And then 10 and 11.
Yeah, but you haven't seen anything like it in basketball. I mean, you.
Oh, no.
Nothing.
No. And it seems like every time we get a good team, we always run into North Carolina.
No, they're out. Wisconsin did. Greg Garing and company took care of them this weekend.
I'm stoked.
So, Aaron, appreciate it.
This is sad.
Yeah. I appreciate your call, buddy. You're our third first-time caller this morning, so that shows the excitement that's surrounding this fan base right now. And I think it's always cool when you have the long time the classic radio on, long time listener, first time caller, and it's already happened a few times this morning.
What made yesterday's win so sweet? Not just getting to the Sweet 16,
yeah,
but for all of us that paid attention on social media, we probably saw Ty Richardson's retweet of this moron, Todd Furman.
I'm going to make a case for Texas Tech here. When I look at the head coaches in this game, I think it's one of the biggest mismatches we're going to see in the round of 32. We talked going into the game against Utah State, what Chris Beard's record looked like during the NCAA tournament. Well, he has to be licking his chops knowing that Eric Musselman will be on the other sideline.
Wait, what?
Yeah. one of the biggest coaching mismatches in the tournament.
Why don't you, Tommy, why don't you next thing up? Boy, we got a couple sound clips surrounding it. Why don't you play what Muss said in the post-game press conference after?
I was alerted before the game about somebody on CBS who said something about the coaching matchup, so I was a little shocked that we could actually win a close game based on his comments. Whoever that guy is, I've never heard of him in my entire life, so his credibility is absolutely zero.
Boom.
So I'm not going to say that I'm the reason Arkansas won yesterday because Muss was ticked off and he had something to prove, but I'm not going to not say that either, because that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You can talk to anyone in the industry. No one has ever said that Muss can't coach. And if he's been out coached, it's been few and far between. Just an arrogant, ignorant,
uninformed opinion.
Uninformed, stupid.
Plain dumb.
Tommy, can we play the Michael Jordan clip? This was Muss yesterday.
Really? Oh, so that's how you're going to play it? You're going to do this? Okay, fine. That's all I needed for him to do that. And it became personal with me.
That was personal, man.
I want to tell you about the new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzers. They come in spicy pineapple, cucumber lime, and peach pear. They're light and refreshing and are made with zero sugar. The new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzers.
Boy, Houdini's in the house. We're number three, and nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs! Holy Hog!
We are just taking call after call, text after text, following the Arkansas win 68-66 over the Texas Tech Red Raiders.
A lot of good text about your head getting shaved. Love that. Yeah. A lot of good calls or text about Eddie's phone call. So people are fired up this morning. So.
Mm-hmm. And they deserve to be because of that win. And we're fired up because in what, less than 2 weeks, mm-hmm. or I guess two weeks from today, we'll be live at the game day.
Well, I'm kind of hoping we have to put this off, maybe rearrange our logistics. Because that would mean Arkansas is in the Final Four and playing for a national championship. So I'm hoping it doesn't work out for obvious reasons that we can't be at the Game Day Lodge on Monday, April the 5th, because we got things to do that day that are in Indianapolis. So, but I can't wait to go to the Game Day Lodge. 10 bedrooms, 19 beds, room for 28 guests. Just go on... I guess the best place, what, Ty, is YouTube, or you can just Google Game Day Lodge, mm-hmm. Branson, Game Day Lodge, Table Rock Lake, and what is it, about a four-minute video that just walks you through the whole place, and you will see what we saw in this place. You'll say, I want to go there. It's not Branson, folks. This is where you go with your buddies. This is where you go on the guys trip. This is where you have the family reunion. This is where you take the family for the vacation because you're not going to Mexico this year, whatever. Mm-hmm. Themed rooms, they got a Razorbacks, a Chiefs, a Dallas Cowboys, a St. Louis Cardinals, Texas Rangers, Missouri Tigers, Oklahoma Sooners. You can stay in their time. Kansas Jayhawks, all those different themed rooms inside the Game Day Lodge. Two kitchens, three different fridges. Two laundry rooms, a fire pit. I mean, this would fit like three Brady Bunches in there. I mean, this has got everything you need. Heated indoor pool, sauna, outdoor basketball court, full court. I mean, you're going to be impressed when you see this. And it's available for you to rent for weeks or weekends. And I can't wait. Maybe we can slide up there for a weekend. The Hogs are on the road in football or something. So Game Day Lodge, just search it out. Game Day Lodge. Table Rock, Game Day Lodge, Branson, and you'll be impressed, and you can make your booking for Game Day Lodge.
Got a couple phone calls this morning. We're going to talk to Tom Murphy in just a little bit. We'll first go to Carl and Lavaca. Carl, what's up, man? How about that win last night?
Wow. I mean, I feel like we've deserved this as a fan base, just with all we've been through. And no, at the end of the game last night, you know, when there were a couple calls that started to go Texas Tech's way, I mean, me and I'm sure everybody else, watching the game kind of had flashbacks of 2017. It just felt like that, you know, Arkansas Razorbacks might have just been cursed in the second round of the SEC tournament in terms of calls going our way. But, you know, team responded yesterday. You know, Texas Tech isn't that good of a three-point shooting team. They went 10 for 20 yesterday. We still managed to pull through with us shooting, I think, sub 30% from three. I mean, I think we're 4 of 17. We hit free throws when we needed to. Obviously still need to clean it up a little bit, but all in all, I think that was the toughest team we played all year in terms of physicality, how they got after us on defense, and we were still able to make adjustments and come through. I mean, obviously, can't say enough that Devo Davis locked up one of the top guards in the Big 12, made it hard on him. I think he only made two field goals, and one of them came on an open three when Devo wasn't even guarding him. So we got a couple of dogs on our team as freshmen, and can't say enough about Justin Smith. I mean, teams find ways not to guard that guy. So it almost feels surreal. I know it's only the Sweet 16, but it's just something that, you know, I wasn't even alive for the last time we made the Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. And so that just kind of puts things into perspective. So I know I want to make it quick. I want to hear you guys' thoughts. And y'all talk about hot takes. I mean, the brutally hot takes from the fraud on CBS talking about, oh, Chris Beard should be looking at his shots. Like, I hope that guy, you know, goes into hiding for a few days, pulls a Steve Bartman. But, all right, I just want to hear y'all's thoughts on the game. And go Hawks. Yeah.
I appreciate the call, Carl. What's worse about it, if you're just joining us this morning, we're going to be joined by Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Game Democrat Gazette, Whole Hog Sports, coming up in just a second. We'll talk football, we'll talk baseball, and we'll talk basketball. Todd Furman, he works for Fox Sports, was doing a spot on CBS, and in so many words, or do you just want to, play it, Tommy?
Let's let him use his own words against himself here.
Yeah. I'm going to make a case for Texas Tech here. When I look at the head coaches in this game, I think it's one of the biggest mismatches we're going to see in the round of 32. We talk going into the game against Utah State, what Chris Beard's record looked like during the NCAA tournament. Well, he has to be licking his chops knowing that Eric Musselman will be on the other sideline.
What an idiot.
Yeah, that's probably not the take. And here's the thing. Like, in that type of situation – where you make a take, they'll advise, they'll inform. Just say, I was wrong. I didn't know, have enough knowledge on him. Just come out and say that. But instead, he tries to make himself the victim and says, I guess Eric Musselman didn't like my Texas Tech. No, it's just you made, like, no one, like, Arkansas fans had fun with Seth Davis. Arkansas fans had fun with some others that picked Colgate a winner, Tech, like Jay Billis, who picked Texas Tech. But it was the fact that you basically told Mus he couldn't coach.
He made it personal.
Yeah, and I don't know if there's history there, but
I don't know.
Mus said
just
he didn't.
An uninformed opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know how, if you pay attention, if your job as a national reporter is to pay attention to college basketball, how you could arrive at an opinion that Eric Musselman was grossly outmatched in this game yesterday. How do you arrive at that conclusion with your opinion? I don't think many people are going to buy that.
It's one thing. Go ahead.
You want to know? How he arrived at his opinion? It boils down to one word: laziness. Mm-hmm. Because literally, you type in Eric Musselman and the coaching history and the repertoire pops up. Hey, that's all it is.
And Chris Beard's a great coach. Don't get me wrong.
No,
this was a matchup of two phenomenal coaches yesterday.
Yeah.
And it may come down into 10 years that Chris Beard may be a better head coach than Mus.
And Chris Beard, you could make the case today, is a better coach at the collegiate level. I mean, just look at his resume. Final Four.
He's been a national champ.
But to say that this was a gross mismatch yesterday, that Chris Beard just was going to...
No.
That's an uninformed opinion.
Yeah, no, it is. All right, let's welcome in our guy, Tom Murphy, into the Morning Rush. He joins us every Monday and Thursday here around 7:20. Tom, we appreciate it as always, buddy. We got football, basketball, and baseball to talk. But we'll start with this Arkansas basketball team. Just the excitement and the sense that you get from this fan base. How big was this win for the Arkansas basketball program last night to finally get the monkey off its back?
Yeah, super size. And in a season with great anticipation that had that great run late in conference play, what this does is if you lose the game, then, we had a great year, but, you know, we got a bad matchup, Texas Tech, a team that's got a bunch of veteran guys who know how to play, gritty grinders. But no, instead, you win the game, and now when you reach the Sweet 16, it puts this team on, you know, it gets its own little page in the media guide kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. It's that big. And I agree with you. The guy did, he got what he wanted, a lot of attention, and I do believe it was a relatively ill-informed take. But that's what guys do, man. They have hot takes that are on national shows, and if Arkansas and Musselman and his staff could find one dude out there somewhere, anywhere, who disrespects them and tells them that, hey, Oral Roberts is now the hot team, and watch out, Oral Roberts is going to beat Arkansas, they're going to play that to the hilt. I mean, that's right in their wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think Chris Beard described it this way, classic NCAA tournament game, either team could have won. Arkansas, you know, with the big lead, when they were up 12 and then Texas Tech clawed back and then they pushed it back to 8, I thought that might be, you know, the tipping point, that they could stay up. But no, Texas Tech, super, super gritty team. I love their fight, and that's what Chris Beard talked about last night in his post game. I think both teams, you know, Arkansas clearly went with a thinner bench, and mm-hmm. I do believe at the end of both halves, both teams lost their legs a little bit. Because if you saw the scoring late in the first half, late in the second half, there wasn't a lot of it. And I think that it's incumbent upon Arkansas to try to get Vanover a few more minutes, to try to get Desi more involved in the flow, because he can be such a spark player, you know, as this thing goes forward.
So, Tom, you got a rematch in the Sweet 16 game against Oral Roberts, and they're part of the good non-conference schedule that Muss and Anthony Ruda and all those guys put together. Arkansas's like either a 9 or 11-point favorite. Are you surprised to see them this heavy the way Oral Roberts has won their first two games?
Well, I mean, not a super surprise, because Arkansas is one of those elite teams. I mean, Arkansas is in that batch of teams that people are like, okay, this team can go all the way. This team can win it. And Oral Roberts is still in that kind of, wow, they're upsetting people. But I watched a big chunk of the end of the Ohio State game, and Oral Roberts was there, not backing down. Their star players, Abmas and Ovenar, those guys are good, and they've got a lot of good role players. Arkansas knows how tough a game it was the first time against Oral Roberts, but the good thing is they've already prepared for them, and they've got that supersized stack going for them. When Eric Musselman's teams have four more days, I think it's 14-0 now, guys, so this is going to be another one, but I still think it's going to be a hard-fought game.
Yeah, going to have a lot of fun having this conversation throughout the week. I want to talk a little football with you, because – had a lot of fun watching. I didn't get to go to the scrimmage on Saturday. I chose to watch basketball, I guess, rather than go. You were there. What was it? 120 or so plays. You could sum it up better than I. It looked like both sides of the ball made some plays. Got to see what you wanted out of Burks and Traylon Smith, and the quarterbacks held on to the ball too long. Is that pretty well the gist of it, Tom?
That was a lot of it. And I'll say this. When you haven't seen a scrimmage in 2 years, you know, because we didn't see any fall scrimmages, we didn't see any spring last year, to see the style at which this Sam Pittman coaching staff and these players operate at, it looked like a team that was in the middle of this, you know, like in season. It was that spirited, and the fans, you know, there were several rounds of applauses from the fans that, oh my gosh, it's a sunny day, we are watching actual football. I tried to capture that a little bit in my story, that COVID-19 had gotten us all down, you know, mentally. It's been so tough. And for this one day to go out there in the sun and watch those guys run around, and, you know, nobody got really hurt, it was a joy.
Yeah.
Yes, KJ Jefferson and Malik both have got strides to make. I mean, that's just the way it is in the game. I mean, even if they had a super day, you'd say, okay, keep getting better. But much like Felipe did, I just think Kendall Briles is like, don't turn the ball over. And so you think twice about throwing into coverage and that kind of thing. Yeah. But they've got to either decide to pull and go, or to throw passes incomplete, throw them away. Don't take those sacks. I do think they'll keep improving. But they still had their moments. You know, the touchdown to Burks by KJ, it was a rollout play from the 18. Beautiful touchdown. He hit Blake Kern with a touchdown pass where there was some type of blown coverage by the first unit. Ken Hornsby also, you know, he hit John David White. I think it was like a 36-yard catch, and then Dominic Johnson pounds it in there on the next play. So there's a lot of positives for both sides of the ball, and it wasn't any kind of domination like Sam Pittman said, and that's what you want to see as a coach. And I just thought Traylon Smith had a beautiful scrimmage. Just I had him at 9 carries for 82 yards. just right from the get. He had a couple of big runs against the two defense. I would protect him. And I don't know if Sam Pittman and his group are, like, super into that, but I wouldn't give him a whole lot of live tackling, you know, and when fall camp is going on, because he's a valuable commodity for Arkansas.
Now, I was reading your account of Saturday's open scrimmage, and looked like five sacks that, you know, they were protecting the quarterbacks, and those were ones, and there were a few more where they got to them, but didn't bring them down.
Now,
Sam accounted, he said it was, you know, the quarterback's hanging on to the ball too long. There were a couple of interceptions. Was this a head coach who's a former offensive line coach saying it was the quarterback's fault, or is the offensive line look better? Give me, paint the picture for me on how the offensive line looks and how much of this pressure on the quarterback was O-line and how much of it truly was the quarterback holding on to the ball too long.
Well, obviously a combo. I mean, if you can hold out just another second longer, maybe the quarterback makes a play. But I also do think that in full stride in the season that KJ would have some escapability on a few of those, and Hornsby as well. Those guys are already good quarterbacks. They just have to keep being refined. Look, Dorian Gerald had a good day, and I can't tell you exactly who he was matched up against, but he had a couple of sacks. You know, there was obviously some blitz pressure because Poole and Morgan and Slusher, I think Jaden Johnson had a sack. So those are, you know, DBs and linebackers. So they, and I was over on the east sidelines for some of it, and Malik Hornsby came over and was talking to Trey Knox and Traylon Burks, and he's like, "Man, they're bringing pressure on every play." It was like, okay, so Barry Odom wasn't messing around. You know, they weren't just, you know, hey, we're going to go generic and you know, make sure our quarterbacks can go through their reads. No, they were bringing pressure because that's the way it's going to be in games. But you know, look, some of those were legit sacks. The O-line still has a ways to go, but I think they're going to be a better unit this year.
We're talking with Tom Murphy here on the Morning Rush. Tom, we got a text in here from Justin this morning on our VotalLaw.com live stream asking about Rocket Sanders. Did he have an impact on Saturday?
Yeah, man, you could tell. I mean, so this guy is new at running back, but he had a 35-yard run that sparked a touchdown drive. And you could just see there was some tackle breaking, staying on his feet, you know, good balance. When you're a premier athlete like he is, they're going to find a place for you. And if he can pick up the blitz stuff, because Sam Pittman said he's still learning that. And obviously, when you're a fresh running back, understanding where the blitz pressure is going to come from and what you have to do is very critical. But, the upside for Rocket Sanders. I would love to see a little thunder and lightning with Traylon Smith and him. And Dominic Johnson had a good scrimmage, too, no question. Javion Hunt's going to be a good running back. So I think they're getting some good tailbacks on this campus.
Tommy, you've had a busy week, you man. You think about this Arkansas basketball team that you're covering remotely, and I don't know, Bob, and Bob's doing that as well. You think about baseball. Just Arkansas gets a series win over the Alabama Crimson Tide. I know you probably focus more on football this weekend, but it didn't start out great. They got clobbered the first night, but what did you think about the baseball team responding and getting two straight wins these past 2 days?
Nobody likes to get embarrassed like 16-1 on Friday night. I mean, that was eye-opening. The 10-run inning was just a total anomaly. But you know what? The pitcher, both Zebulon Vermillion and Lyle Lockhart had a wonderful start. You know, the runners first and third, three-hole hitter up, and they decided to go with Kevin Copps, that Zach Denton guy, a really good right-handed hitter. So they made him bat left-handed against Copps, and he struck him out. You know, the bats responded in the Saturday game. And then, you know, you get a Slavin's home run, guy who got spiked on Friday night. Thank goodness that wasn't a big-time injury or, you know, you're losing a huge bat there. But he hit the home run. Opitz, you know, with two strikes, the shortstop moved more up the middle because that's what Opitz had shown to do. But he guided one into the shortstop hole that was the two-run single that was, you know, put them over the top, basically, in this game. So you were very concerned about Friday, but I do believe now that Patrick Wicklander has a good chance to be in the weekend rotation. And I know Mississippi State won its series against LSU. I didn't hear the score from yesterday,
but they won the first two. They're going to be a very, very formidable at a Duty Noble Field for the Razorbacks. And here's where it really starts. You know, every weekend is going to be a battle, and just to try to win series is the big deal.
Tougher than football. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's tougher than football to win in the SEC West in baseball.
Really, really is, y'all. And I had a conversation with Hunter Yurecek about this recently, about even in football next year, you feel better about the Razorbacks, but it's who shows up on that day. They showed up to beat Ole Miss, and they showed up to beat Mississippi State, and should have beaten Auburn. But next year, that doesn't guarantee you that you can win home games against Mississippi State and Missouri and these teams. You got to show up that day. And I think Sam Pittman, Hunter Yurecek, Eric Musselman, they all know that. Dave Van Horn, got to have your team ready to go.
Tom, good stuff. Great recap of all of it from the weekend. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Sounds great, guys. Take care of that.
Tom Murphy, Arkansas Democrat Gazette. He's with us each Monday and Thursday here on the Morning Rush. It's all part of Hot Take Monday, brought to you by Wheels RV. RV show pricing already underway at Wheels RV. No need to go to the shows, skip the lines, skip the crowds. Just go directly to the front of the line at Wheels RV. They got the best brands like Grand Design, Forest River, the Solar Powered Vibe, Alliance, KZ, Sportsman, and you'll get the best price right now with RV show pricing at Wheels RV. Plus, get a lifetime warranty on every new unit they sell. Wheels RV, 5 miles west of exit 72 off I-49 in Springdale. Seek, explore, discover with Wheels RV.
So we've had some texters ask this question. Hey, when's Arkansas playing next? When are they playing next? The Arkansas Razorback men's basketball team is scheduled to play this Saturday, Bankers Life Fieldhouse, 6:25 Central Time. That game is going to be on TBS. And let's not forget today. Yeah. Not only are Jenkins and Matt and Phil and Matty T going to be at JJ's Tommy for that game. Women's basketball is 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, halftime live at JJ's in Fayetteville on Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody needs to come out and join the big fella here. SmackDown's going to be there. Phil's going to be there. I'm going to come in relief of Phil. He's got to get over and broadcast the women's game that, as you said, starts at 1. Mm-hmm. So come out, have lunch. NCAA tournament, is it Oregon and who plays at 11? I need to look and see. I think it's Oregon that plays at 11. But there'll be a game on in the men's tournament at 11, and the women's team plays at 1.
So Oregon and Iowa, Tommy.
Oregon and Iowa. That's who I thought it was, play at 11. So a lot of good reasons to come have lunch with us. For those listening on 99.5 in Northwest Arkansas, make plans to be with us for lunch today at JJ's on Dixon.
It's the best place to be.
Yeah. Why? Because you're there?
Yeah, right.
That's exactly right. So
nobody came to like Joe's on Friday to come see Phil. They came to see SmackDown.
I tried to tell everybody that. Yeah. So I said, Phil's the draw. I said, no, you got it all wrong.
No, it's me.
You got it all wrong.
Yeah.
You mixed it. You mixed it up.
But you were making fun of me and Phil Friday for how like small Phil is compared to me. Uh-huh. And then we like having to play footsie underneath there the whole time, because for some reason I thought it'd be
y'all
a great
were playing
idea.
Footsie?
Well, I wore my boots Friday.
Y'all have a different kind of relationship than me.
Hey,
and Ty.
Me and Phil are close.
Yeah. So, anyway, all of that footsie at all, 11 o'clock at JJ's.
It's going to be fun today
on Dixon.
They also have got a real good drink special at JJ's, the Razorback Altitude or Attitude?
Attitude.
Attitude. It'll be fun.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Brought to you by Breeden RV Center.